Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 125 for Monday, November 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher on speculative trading Monday morning. Weather concerns in South America were supportive for prices, while Chinese buying underpinned the market. Canola was anywhere from 10 cents to 60 cents above, with the most active January contract coming in 60 cents higher at $474 per ton. However, canola did feel pressure from losses in soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. Weakness in crude oil was also bearish for the market. Most analysts expect the next crop report to show larger stocks of canola in Canada than previously reported. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Down in the U.S., soybeans were up a cent, with the most active January contract coming in at $8.87 a bushel. Soybeans were chopping around, with resistance pegged at the $9.05 mark. Planting delays in Brazil are supporting the market. However, large world supplies of vegetable oil are keeping values in check. Corn was down 4 cents, with the December contract sitting at $3.78 per bushel. Pressure from wheat and soybeans did push values lower this morning. However, corn remains stuck in a narrow range, with expectations that the USDA will raise its production forecasts in the November report, limiting the upside. There was also pressure from Brazilian corn, and some livestock producers from the U.S. have reportedly been ordering from Brazil and not the U.S. U.S. wheat was down 11 cents, with the December contract at $5.10 per bushel. There are ideas. The market is overbought right now. Cheaper wheat from the Black Sea region was also cutting into U.S. exports. Japan is looking to tender 130,000 tons of food wheat for shipment. Parts of Texas and Louisiana could receive up to 2 inches of rain, according to some new weather reports. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.